Sunday, May 26th. As planned, Jobs and Scully met in back of the Stanford campus on Sunday afternoon and walked for several hours amid the rolling hills and horse pastures. Jobs reiterated his plea that he should have an operational role at Apple. This time Scully stood firm. "It won't work," he kept saying. Scully urged him to take the role of being a product visionary with a lab of his own, but Jobs rejected this as making him into a mere figurehead. Defying all connection to reality, he countered with the proposal that Scully give up control of the entire company to him. "Why don't you become chairman and I'll become president and chief executive officer?" he suggested. Scully was struck by how earnest he seemed.
"Steve, that doesn't make any sense," Scully replied.
Jobs then proposed that they split the duties of running the company, with him handling the product side and Scully handling marketing and business. But the board had not only emboldened Scully, it had ordered him to bring Jobs to heel. "One person has got to run the company," he replied. "I've got the support, and you don't."